Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third and footlong show on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Good evening, Darren. Thank you for singing to me.
I thought I'd sing to you.
It's been a while since you've sung to me.
I know. It's been a long time. And in some theatre show that you...
Make me sing. I made you rap as well.
I know. Nobody needs to hear that.
Everyone needs to hear that.
In keeping with our food sort of like show, we are now
sort of show.
Short of show. It's kind of a show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very loud at the moment, by the way.
You're not that loud, I think. You should have
no,
your volume on.
No, I'm very loud in my headphones. There we go. I don't need to hear me. We are at the meat of the season.
The meat of the season?
The meat of the season.
Oh, wow.
We are at the meat of the season.
Not the sauce of the season, since I learned that you love sauce.
I love sauce.
On Saturday.
On anything.
I learned that was your whole thing on Saturday.
We had a great time on Saturday night.
I know. Shout out to Smash Burger.
Smash Burger, thank you very much for hosting us and cooking some beautiful food.
It was good.
If people go to our YouTube channel.
Yes. They will see a short video of it and hopefully a long form video soon.
Yes. So we were out there eating some beautiful food. So,
on a lovely day in Auckland.
It was a nice day. And there was parties going on all around us as well.
And a very angry seagull.
There was an angry seagull. It had a lot to say.
I know. It had more opinions than us.
Tonight's show, we have got the food, or should I say drink poll.
The drink poll,
which is the coffee chart.
Yes, which people are very opinionated on.
They were. There
coffee.
Was lots of opinions.
Was it a cup of Java, isn't it?
There was some oddness. There was some
oddness.
Disgruntledness. Oh, the dirty chai wasn't there.
I told you about the dirty chai. It's not like you were unaware of this.
I know, but I just forgot.
Does anyone put butter in their coffee? Was that commented
upon? No.
Do you remember when that was like a thing, like everyone in the office would put butter in their coffee? Or was this just not?
Well, I don't know where you used to work.
No, they're like, it helps my brain power. And part of me goes, can't you just use milk like a normal person?
I know. I used to know somebody. I used to work with somebody that used to have masses of like butter on toast cup of tea and would dip the toast.
I don't do that.
No, that's gross.
I do that in soup.
So just had this curdled butter on top of this tea?
No, absolutely not. Nah. I do that for like soup, which is the normal thing to dip bread in soup. Or not.
Yeah, bread and soup, that's cool.
There's like a normal...
That's fine, I'm buying
Sorry, you were just staring at me, you were like, why would you do that?
No, I was just coming out of the toasting tea to go,
okay, yeah.
Butter and toasting soup? Yeah, of course, that's perfectly normal. Yeah, that's the one. I have to just readjust my brain for it.
I am someone who does put a lot of butter on my bread.
I'm a huge fan of lots of butter on stuff.
I use Lerpak.
Oh, Danish.
Yes.
Wow.
It's Swedish, isn't it?
Danish, no, it's Danish.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't actually read the packets.
Yeah.
For ages it was cheaper than New Zealand butter, and then now I'm just used to it.
Everything from anywhere is cheaper than anything in New Zealand.
I know, it's like, really sad.
If you could actually go to the UK and buy New Zealand lamb way cheaper than what you can buy it in New Zealand. But
it was quite good after Christmas. It was obviously, you know, when they said the failed export lamb, and it's really cheap, and I was like, oh no. And then so we went and we bought like three roast lambs to put in the freezer.
Lambs.
It was like, because it's like a lot cheaper because it's the failed export.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So we got the coffee call. And I need to have a conversation with you about ice cream. We have got NFL news. There are lots and lots of vacancies at the moment. The playoff football, the college football, sorry, playoff semifinals and the wild card rounds of the NFL.
I have an interesting question for you that I just thought of.
Oh, go for it.
Of the vacancies, which one would you want to head coach? Like, just you personally, like, just go in. I'm just looking at it now. So we had the Ravens, the Browns, the Raiders, the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Titans.
Poor.
I know. I just thought of that question. I was like, that's an interesting question.
I think there's going to be a few more vacancies after today, by the way.
Yes.
I would probably go...
And tomorrow.
For the Falcons. And the reason being...
Is that 'cause they also got rid of their GM?
Yes, so I think you've got more chance of doing that. I think also they've got a talented young roster.
Yes.
They play in an average division, so you could probably win.
Don't have a first-round pick next year.
They do not. But I think they've got plenty.
Yeah.
I think the biggest concern for the Falcons is at quarterback still.
Yes.
And the weather's not too bad, and it's the same division as my wife's team, so I could go and beat them twice a year.
I feel like your wife would
go home
and convert, wouldn't she?
No chance.
No chance.
I've tried to get her to convert already, and she, for some reason, wants to hang in there, and I don't know why.
Well, I don't know.
Keep pounding. Yes.
We're a fan of all 32 teams.
But I am exceptionally a bigger fan of one than more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As are you.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Different teams, though.
Yes, indeed. We are. We do not support the same team.
No.
No.
I don't know if we ever said that on air.
No, but we have now.
I know.
We've blown our cover, so now people are like, oh!
And obviously you're not a fan of the Panthers.
No, so it's not them. So there's 31 to choose from.
Yeah.
Yes. People actually aren't thinking, oh, they're probably thinking, just get on with the show, will you?
Oh, 100% they're thinking, get on with the show.
So, yes, we will go for, to start off with, the food vote.
I know.
Or as this week.
Have a bit of caffeine.
Yes, indeed. And very contentious, as always, I would expect coffee to be. I actually said one for the coffee snobs, because I am not.
Oh, do you know what would be fun next week?
What?
Should do favourite caffeinated drink, because then you can put all your energy.
Oh,
drinks.
I could put everything in there. I could just.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angst around coffee.
Yes, there's
and
a lot.
And that's
of
why I can't drink it, because I just can't operate in that circle.
Is that also why you don't drink wine?
Yeah, because that's another snobby drink, isn't it?
No. Yeah, I was just thinking there's two things.
No, I want nothing to do with snobbery drinking.
Snobbery.
That's right. It's those people who drink IPAs and all that sort of stuff as well.
Last time I checked, there was beer, but yes.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's that all that kind of, I can't think of what the word is now, but that.
Craft beer.
I can't deal
with craft beer. Craft beer all tastes like grass. Every time I drink it, I'm like, this is unpleasant, thank you.
Nah, it's not, I'm not on it.
No, I'm not on it.
But I've not been on beer for a long time.
Are you just a whiskey and cider person then?
No, not cider. God, no. I got so drunk on cider when I was 18. It was no good.
Just whiskey.
No good. No, vodka. Vodka's in there. Shots are in there.
Tequila.
I'll do tequila.
Everyone's got a bad tequila story.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the worst ones.
I've got a bad every alcohol story, if you'd like them.
Ooh,
next week we'll just do the third and foot-long alcohol story show.
Absinthe?
No, I've not done absinthe, but I've done Pernod, and now.
And I can't remember the Greek one. Is it ouzo?
Yeah. Nah, Perno. Yeah. Licorice. No.
No.
That's not good the morning after.
My one's peach schnapps.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you go hard on it?
No.
You did?
Once.
It's only once, right? It only needs to be once.
Once.
I'm stunned that I can still drink whiskey, because I went really hard on whiskey one night, and the effects the next day were not good.
No.
I was taxiing to work, I got about like, because I couldn't drive, and I got about like a mile up the road, and I just went, could you just pull into that car park? And I pulled into this car park, and all the guys were waiting for the factory to open.
Yeah. No.
I just unleashed.
How pleasant.
Here we go, coffee drinkers. This is what you wanted, because you complained about the tea poll last week.
So I didn't.
Not you, no. I looked at you.
There's so much savagery in your look. I was like, I didn't complain about anything.
But you've got about 90 tea brands at home, haven't you?
Yes, I have a lot of tea. I'm a very extensive tea collection.
Is that... Do you drink them all?
Yeah. It's fun to drink all.
What's your most random tea that you've got?
People find this random, but it's a very common type of tea. Chinese gunpowder tea. Okay, you're looking weird.
Chinese
the other one that people find strange
powder tea.
Is hibiscus tea.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yep. Which is very normal, but some people find strange.
So, Irish whiskey, because it's got coffee in it. Mm-hmm. They got 4%.
From you?
From me and others.
Oh, okay.
Bring back the tea chart got 4%.
Yep.
From me and others. Any chance of a hot chocolate got 6%.
I thought they'd get more, actually.
Yeah, I thought hot chocolate was going to vibe. No coffee for me, 14.
Mm.
Yeah. Coffee haters, let's stand together. Iced coffee, 6%.
Yep.
Mocha, 2. Piccolo, 2. Ristretto, 1. Americano, 2. A very non-black coffee
drinker.
Drinker.
Yeah.
Long black, 3. So very, very much.
Espresso.
Macchiato, 1. Espresso, 3. They're just not...
No.
It's milk only.
Milk only.
Get the cow out.
We are
it's
a dairy
done.
Country. Dairy Ford.
We are a dairy country. Cappuccino 8. Thought that would be higher. And then the top two...
No, cappuccinos aren't popular here.
No?
I remember when I worked in cafes, they were never really ordered.
Thing is, the top two aren't... I don't even think they're real coffee. They're just like milky something.
Latte and flat white.
Yeah, absolutely.
Latte is more milk than flat white, but yeah.
Yeah. Flat white 21.
Yeah.
Latte 23.
This is New Zealand, the creator 20. Of flat white.
Is that true?
Apparently,
is
yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I bet Australia would have something to say about that. They have something to say about everything,
sorry,
right?
Sorry, what country are you talking about?
Australia. They want to just steal something, right? I lived there for 4 years, and it's like...
I know, and then
I'm
you realise
I'm surprised I came back
mistake.
With anything. Ah, no, Sydney was cool. But comments! Corin was on your page. Shameful omission of the dirty chai latte.
That's a good latte.
Of which I went, is this even a real coffee?
Yes.
And he was like, the number one selling coffee in Ponsonby, I'll have you know.
Dirty chai.
What was funny is then Craig came back at Corin and went, do you know that Darren works tirelessly to make these lists each and every week, and you're just never happy, are you?
This is a bit
yeah.
Is Craig Bear Down, though?
No. Mark's Bear Down.
Mark Bear Down.
Yep. What else did we have? Oh, Joe. The word latte actually means steamed milk and espresso.
Sorry, someone called Joe is talking about a cup of Joe.
A cup of Joe. Yes, indeed.
Good job,
Joe. Apart from chai syrup, they are the same drink. I have to say I'm losing faith in the educational value of these posts. I'm calling fake news.
Fake news.
I told you the haters were out today.
Yeah, they were, really.
They are absolutely out today. What else have we got? In the end, I just put, I have a feeling that you are trying to take the role of poll manager. Sounds like a coup is underway. Of which Corin said, no thanks, way too many whingers in the comments. Of which he's usually one.
Corin.
I think that Corin just wants to whinge on our posts all the time.
That's okay.
Why not? So, when I said there was a coup, Joe came back and went, I'm nobody's stool pigeon.
Okay.
So, as you can see, there is... Craig was back. I always start my day with black toast and Marmite. Black toast with Marmite and a long black coffee. That's as dark as my soul, the ultimate emo breakfast of champions.
Is it New Zealand Marmite or British Marmite?
I'd say it's New Zealand, isn't it? Emma said I had to hold myself back from ticking them all, apart from the no coffee option.
You didn't put affogato in, did you?
No.
People do order that.
Affogato is a big thing. Yeah. Yes. Bear down. Americano with oat milk. I'm like, oat milk. Just stop oat milk and rice milk and almond milk and what? Do we have to have a milk poll?
We've already done a milk poll.
I don't think we have, no.
At some point we talked about coconut water.
That's it, coconut water,
just
yeah.
Coconut milk.
Cass from the UK put the vomit emoji. She's obviously not a coffee fan. No. Analia, I don't know how anybody drinks coffee. It is gross. I'm down with Analia. We are on the same page.
No coffee for you.
No coffee for me.
What did you want to ask me about ice cream?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
And I think it's only fair you answer rather than me tell the story.
Sure.
So we were out on Saturday night. Tasting burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking...
Milkshakes. Yes.
And thank you to Smash for the complimentary milkshakes as well. Thank you. I had my first go of Mexican cola.
Yep.
The more I drank, the less enthusiastic I became about it, but...
Haditos.
I virtually got there. Haditos. And just as the casual conversations have come up as they do while we're just sitting there talking, we started talking about... childhood foods and childhood dessert. And we got onto the subject of the foot ice cream. Funny feet, it's called.
Yes.
And then you had a view about eating a funny feet ice cream. Your view was?
I think that's the start of a foot fetish when you're sucking toes. It's strange to me. I don't want my ice cream. I would like get on board if it was like a Yeti foot or something. But this was just a cash human foot.
And you were absolutely sold on this idea.
Yes.
That eating a foot ice cream would mean that you would develop a foot fetish.
I feel like it's the start of one, yeah.
So if I ate a rocket ice cream, would I develop a footish, a fetish, footish?
A fetish,
a fetish for rockets.
A footish.
A footish for rockets.
You normally develop a like for rockets, but most people like space.
So is would you not eat that foot ice cream because you would be fearful that you would develop a fetish?
That also weirded me out. Why the hell did the big toe have a chocolate on it, but it was just the big toe? That also weirded me out about that ice cream. Like, I didn't understand that part either. Why did not all the toes have chocolate? Why was it just one toe had chocolate?
Are you never satisfied? Just how much chocolate do you need?
It was strange. It's a strange ice cream. It's not found here.
It's not found here. I know that it's found in the UK anymore, but you were deeply distressed about this ice cream.
By this foot ice cream. It's straight. Or like a polar bear foot would make more sense. Why is it a human foot? It's unusual.
It is. But I just thought that the listeners...
Did you ever eat a foot ice cream?
I would be down. And I do not...
You'd be down to suck
...have
toes.
A foot fetish.
But you're down to suck toes.
I'm down to suck toes.
Yep.
Would you have preferred if it was the foot and none?
Well, I think that
just a foot and then you could say it was lactose.
Shape. That would be funny.
Lactose.
I would have enjoyed if the company did that, I would have eaten it because that's funny and I appreciate that.
The humour.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would appreciate that ice cream. Probably tastes grosser because lactose-free ice cream is not it.
Nah.
Sorbet is tasty, but when they try and make that fake lactose ice cream, no.
Well, there's certain things in... I've always had this thing, right? As you know, I'm partial to the odd Red Bull. Why sugar-free? That defeats the whole object. And it's like, oh, you know, milk-free chocolate. I'm like, why? Just stop it.
Milk-free chocolate's just dark chocolate, though.
But, like, what are people doing?
Well, like, dark chocolate's...
Stop messing. It's like this milk thing, this obsession of oat milk, almond milk, soy milk. What is wrong with people?
Soy milk's been around for ages, though.
I know, but stop it. Please. Please.
Stop the soy milk.
FMCG companies, stop it.
No soy milk for Darren.
No. I have a soy milk drinker in my house.
What's your stance on tofu? No tofu.
Actually, fried tofu.
Okay.
I can do that. I'm down with that.
What about
not sloppy tofu?
Okay.
Did you ask me about someone else? Sorry, and I missed it.
I was the silken tofu, which is the sloppy tofu.
No sloppy tofu. No.
Okay.
Stop that. So that was coffee.
And tofu.
And tofu. And sucking toes and any other food related. And do you know what else we still don't have?
What?
Walnut whip.
No.
Nestle, where are you?
With your walnut whip.
With your walnut whip. We mentioned it 13 times in a video last week.
Yeah.
And you sent nothing.
No walnut whips. You haven't even introduced them into New Zealand.
Do you know what?
What?
I think I found a shop that sells them.
Yeah, but it's a British shop.
I know. And it's not even on the North Island.
No, it's in the South Island.
It's on the South Island.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I may just buy some and ship them up.
Is it a UK grocer?
It's something like that, yeah. So, needs to be done.
Walnut whip.
Oh, who's pinging? Messages.
So to five, walnut whip.
Oh, God.
Is it John?
Milk, no, not John.
It's not John.
No, John's waiting. You know that John's going to be full of it tonight. Some of us have an intolerance, says the soy drinker in my house.
So, like...
Think they can just demand their comments be read on the show because it's their birthday.
Soy.
I know all the... I've already upset all the vegetarians and the vegans. I've now upset all of the lactose intolerant people.
Which is quite a high percentage of the population.
We're going well.
Yeah, you're
we've
going
still
very
got
well.
We've still got the beef and lamb community on side.
Stop including me in your royal of hating people.
We've still got Fonterra on side here.
Well, actually, no, I'll slip it.
I've still got Fonterra on side here.
And I'm not going to lie to you, Lurpak's tastier as well. It's a superior pattern.
Lurpak is nice.
Yeah.
It's got salt in it, I think.
Mm.
Yes. Do you want to move on to a bit of NFL news? Coaches?
Yes.
Yes.
Go for it.
All the jobs. Which job did you say that you wanted?
I don't know why, and this is really weird, but I kind of like the look of the Titans job.
Is Cam Ward your man of the future?
No, I just think that's the one that like has the biggest rebuild and that I feel like is more exciting. And I don't want anything to do with the Raiders because that situation seems very murky. The Browns and the Ravens are GM controlled, so I feel like you actually have no say over the organisation whatsoever. The Cardinals, I just feel like there's a franchise that's lacking direction from ownership. And the Falcons, you're right, would be interesting. But again, I think that's a very weird and unique situation now that you have Matt Ryan employed as head of president of football. I'm not sure what his role is, and that's very murky, and that sometimes doesn't go well when they do those sorts of things. Which and then the Giants, God.
Giants have talent. That was the only other one. That appealed to me because it's in New York.
I feel like ever since they got rid of Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
What has gone wrong with the organisation?
Culture.
It's just like rampantly terrible. Because you're right, and they've had talent throughout the years since they got rid of him. I don't know what's gone wrong.
What do you reckon the worst job is?
The Dolphins.
I think it's the Raiders.
I think the Raiders is pretty bad. But
they've got some talent, but like that
I just
Mark
can't
Davis,
give
Tom Brady.
Oh, that situation is messed
up. Mess.
I think it's the worst job for like if you were going in, but just the Dolphins organisation is something's very wrong there.
Yeah.
Like just, yeah.
They had the talent. Their time was 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it never happened and they are done. They are done. So that's a massive rebuild if you got the Dolphins. Massive.
Yeah.
Browns quarterback problems. Oh. Where do you reckon John Harbaugh's going?
Well, he's linked to the Giants and the Dolphins the most, but also now quite heavily the Packers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting, because that would mean that Matt LaFleur, who had discussions today, but nothing has come out of the news yet, on his extension with the Packers organization. And I think after his abundant collapse, he may be on the way out.
I have a lot to say about that game.
I'm glad.
I have a lot to say.
And the other one that could be also opening, Tomlin.
Yes, if he moves from Pittsburgh.
And then I have a question. Would you want Tomlin or Harbaugh? Because those are the two top. Like, Stefanski was the top, then Harbaugh came on the market, and then he was the top.
The problem I have with both of them is they both seem fairly set.
Yes.
They are very difficult to change.
I also, what do they, so Tomlin actually offers defensive assistance and help. Harbaugh is just a game managing. Like, he doesn't offer anything in schematics. He doesn't offer any of that, whereas Tomlin actually does. So I think Tomlin is the preferred choice because it's actually a benefit bringing him on. Because you can say his defenses are always pretty good. Pretty solid. Like, they always perform. So I think he's well more sought after than Harbaugh. Because if you don't have the coordinators with Harbaugh and he's very set in who he wants to hire, he will only hire his friends. What?
And on the offense, the last 2 years, that's probably bit him. That's probably the one thing that has probably bit him the most, right?
Yes, so I don't know. I think Harbaugh's just his name is what's sought after.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what you're seeking, though. I think there's way better candidates, like Jesse Minter with the Chargers, defense corner, and now the Chargers are now out. But their defense played really well today. Chris Shuler with the Rams. Like, there's a lot of very good people who can actually bring asset in. I'm not as sure what John Harbaugh offers you anymore.
Yeah, and wasn't he special teams coach?
Special teams coach.
So probably would be Tomlin because of 20 years of whatever unbeaten seasons, winning seasons every year.
And his players always like to play for him, whereas apparently, which you could kind of tell, the Ravens players fully gave up on Harbaugh. So.
Absolutely. Especially Lamar. There's no love there.
No, nothing has been said about that.
No. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think anything's going to happen until, I think we've got to get through at least wild card weekend because I think some more positions
Steelers,
are going to open up.
The Steelers as
well. Steelers could open up.
Yeah.
Packers could open up. I think the rest are relatively still set.
Yeah, because they're mostly new.
Yes. I kind of thought if the Bills lost today.
Yeah, there was a chance.
That could have opened up.
That was a very weak chance.
Ooh, actually.
What?
Eagles.
The Panthers. I would have thought you would have said
Eagles.
The Panthers.
Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Have they got sick of Sirianni?
Yeah, I think they have.
I think the players have as well.
I think it'd be interesting, because John Harbaugh came from the Eagles. He spent many years at their organisation. I think that's a very interesting link and tie back.
Yeah.
Especially because the Eagles, similar to the Ravens, are completely GM-led. Like, the GM is the end-all, be-all there. And then Sirianni was just a game managing coach, so is Hubble. So I think that's a very high pick potential.
People were going Raiders. I'm like, there's no way he's going to the same division as his brother. No way.
I don't know if Tom Brady actually thinks that highly of John Harbaugh. Like, I've never heard him really speak of
him. He seems to be in charge of a recruitment, right?
Yes, completely now.
So, do you want to have a quick scant through the college football semifinals?
I think we can, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. The VRBO Fiesta Bowl. Miami, 10th ranked 31. Ole Miss, 6th ranked 27.
So, my thoughts of this game, first and foremost, I'm quite glad that Miami got through for the pure fact that Ole Miss was down to, like, absolutely no one coaching. Like, what would it have been in the national championships? We just had one person on the sideline. Like, it got into an almost ridiculous point that you kind of go, oh, I think they're just done now. You can't have that little staff helping.
Yeah, they'd still got Charlie Weiss and what have you from LSU.
You know what I mean? Like, you've most of your assets, and they've already moved on. Like, mentally, which you do when you are leaving a job, you often kind of mentally check out of it.
It's interesting, though, that Kevon Lacy has already committed next year.
Mm.
Chambliss wants back.
But he's been refused.
So far, but he's going to appeal, huh?
Yep.
So they still have the guts of the team, and they seem to be playing for Pete Golden.
They
seem
just
to be
also
playing well.
Got quite a good recruit over to for the QB. And I've forgotten his name, but LSU wanted him. And
no, no, they don't have him. That's right. It's interesting because I think Kiffin thought that all of the staff were going to go and only the offensive staff have gone.
Well, wasn't he an offensive coach?
Yeah, but like none of the defense staff have gone at all, I don't think.
Well, he seems like a very peculiar individual, and you could see that defensive staff could be fully segmented out. So potentially, yeah, he probably didn't realise he wasn't as connected to them as he thought.
Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting game. It was close in the end. Ole Miss were kind of backwards and forwards. But after 22 minutes, Ole Miss had only had 3 minutes of possession.
Yeah.
I mean, they were struggling early. Miami blown coverage all over the place with Ole Miss.
Yeah. The Carson Beck was fine. He wasn't outstanding, but he was fine. Like, he's not a very exciting player to watch play football at all.
But he tore them up all the way through that first half. Ole Miss didn't convert a third down in the first half.
Yeah, the Miami defense came to play.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting to see how the final goes. I mean, the fact it was 17-13 at halftime when Ole Miss had had, like, four minutes of possession, I mean, you were kind of like, how?
It's because the Canes ran the ball.
Yeah.
It was just fully a possession game. Because the Ole Miss defense was good, but, like, it wasn't. The Ole Miss offense was where it was at. And if you keep the ball out of Trinidad Chambliss, yeah.
And that's what they did, right? Miami held the ball for over 41 minutes, Ole Miss for under 19. And I think the Ole Miss D was just gassed in the end.
Yeah, well, because it's so long to be on the field.
18 seconds from time.
Yeah.
Carson Beck apparently hadn't run the ball for a touchdown since week 3.
Yeah. He was fired up as well.
Yeah, he was really fired. I mean, he's won 2 national championships, but only as a backup.
Yeah.
So this is his, this is 7th year as well. Which made it interesting about Chambliss that he's been turned down after 6, yet Beck's still there for 7.
Do you think the NCAA are trying to set a new standard, because that was sort of because of COVID that there was all these very weird long quarterbacks being in the college ranks.
One question I do have to ask you about that game.
Yes.
Pass interference.
Yes, on the final call.
Yeah.
I think for the fun of it, I would have loved if it got called.
Oh, it should have been.
It should have been called 100%.
He's got him, he's got him around the
big. Should have been, and I wanted it to be called, because how much more fun would that have been? From the goal line.
From the goal line.
Oh, that would have been so much more fun at the end.
Yeah, and that other thing, Ole Miss missed a field goal earlier on.
Yeah, and that did it.
That is the story of the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of missed field goals.
Missed kicks,
yep.
Extra points, came into play heavily everywhere.
Indiana versus Oregon?
Poof.
I think Indiana's going to, it looks, if Indiana roll like they have been rolling, they're going to completely destroy the Miami.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way Miami's offense can keep up with Indiana.
What is interesting is the discussion that's starting now. Is the Indiana team today better than the 2019 LSU team. And I'm like, even though my bias is, I'm like, get out of here. Like, stop it.
So I have thoughts, and I think you'll agree with them. The Indiana team is more efficient than the LSU, but the LSU team was just like stunning star talent everywhere. Did that make sense? You know what I mean? Whereas the Indiana offense as a whole is not like super like, whoa, at every single player. It's just they're super efficient at running their offense. If that, just, I hope that makes sense. So
I get what you're saying.
LSU, yeah, definitely better, but Indiana, impressively efficient at running their offense. Mendoza's running at a very high level. He's placing the ball where it needs to go. Absolutely nowhere close to the 2019 LSU team, but I am impressed with how efficiently they run this game.
How funny is Kurt Senyete?
I know.
Well,
I don't think
he's ever been happy. When the camera points on him, he just looks straight into the camera and he's like,
do you know, I would love if they got like a video of him opening like a gift as a child. Was he always like this? Like just at Christmas, you know, like children so happy, like, oh my God, I got like a train set or something. He's just open it, stares at the camera. It's just, that was what I want.
He is so funny.
Yeah.
Arguably the best two quarterbacks entering this year's draft, playing against each other. Not a lot of competition between who's one and two. Obviously, no. Moore had a shocking start.
Terrible start.
Pick six.
Fumbling. Mm.
Yes. Did you know that that's the second year that Oregon have played in Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Bowl? They've conceded something like 107 points in those two games.
Maybe they shouldn't.
Because they were like 42-0 down or something.
It's actually quite far from Oregon.
I know, but
in terms of the transit time. What I find interesting is the Indiana defense really is how the offense did well. Because they gave them a lot of short fields. Three turnovers, two turnovers on downs, sacks. Like, that's how, because the actual Indiana offense, if you look at the stats, they weren't that impressive in terms of yardage or all of that. It was just because they had such a short field to make it to the end zone. That's kind of how they won the game.
I don't know if anyone who's thrown for five touchdowns has ever had so few yards.
No, it's weird.
It was about 160 or something. Yeah. It was next to nothing.
And it's just because the defense just kept turning them over.
I mean, he is so efficient.
Yeah.
Mendoza. So efficient.
That's what I mean. Like, the LSU team, so much better, but impressively efficient.
What's going to be interesting if Mendoza does end up at the Raiders, and you have Mendoza, Herbert, Nix, and Mahomes all in one division?
Does Tom Brady like Mendoza, though?
How could you not? I've got to be honest, I'm not sold on Dante Moore at all.
I'm not sold on him at all.
I'm not sold on him at all.
I haven't really seen anything special from him.
No. I'm not sold on him at all. 35-7 at halftime. Only the fifth team to score 35 or more in the first half. And then the first, I mean, you knew it was going to be Indiana's day. First possession, second half, Mendoza fumbles and his own player falls on it. And he's just like, Oregon cannot catch a break in this game. They cannot catch a break.
There's a few teams like that today. Where the ball just get bouncing a certain way and you go, how is this happening to them?
Again, there were some pretty average calls in that game, some lack of pass interference calls. That Oregon response when they had the 71-yard run as a two-point conversion, I'm like, is there somebody here? But then they went for a 4th and 1 at the end of the third, didn't get it, and that was it.
Yeah, it was a very small amount of life for a second.
I mean, the first Oregon drive of the fourth quarter ended in a false start penalty and then a block punt.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
No.
No, no.
Shall we have a quick talk about our quarterback situations for our college teams?
Well, LSU's having some real struggles.
Yeah.
Having some real struggles.
I was wondering, what do you think?
I'm thinking that they're, I mean, I don't think they're in trouble, but some targeted people they wanted have already gone.
Yeah. Where does your quarterback come from then?
They're going to end up going into the portal, or they're going to have to try and find someone within. I don't know. It's a tough time. I mean, last night there was a lot of people saying that Lane Kiffin's pretty tainted, and there's some people are going to be apprehensive to play for him.
Yeah.
How long is he going to be there for?
I'm sorry, Darren. I have apparently, which I find funny, I really enjoy being a part of the Arkansas fan base, because we go very hard with hope. We have a lot of hope. And our new sign from Angelo State Junior College quarterback, Barton Fuller, is the next Trinidad Shamblers. That is it. I was like, I really enjoy being part of this fan base because we're so hopeful.
You've got to be hopeful, right?
And I was like, yeah, let's go. But yeah, we've signed over 26 new players have come through the portal.
Wonderful.
So hopefully it's a full turnover.
To be honest, though, I do think it's kind of killing college as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of killing college.
It's not that. It doesn't make it as fun to be a...
No. It was interesting because people going about Indiana and they got no money, and then you've got Mark Cuban that used to own the Dallas Mavericks and billionaires, so there is money there. Interesting fact, Mendoza, second game with more touchdowns and incompletions.
I was surprised they didn't put his little brother in.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that was kind of wild that they'd got the whole first team still out.
Yeah.
But that's kind of Cignetti's kind of thing. Yeah. We're here to play 60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got some perks, but we've seen that go wrong so many times.
Other quick news that I think we should say. Ty Simpson entering the NFL draft.
Yes.
Hi, John.
Third round. If lucky, third round.
Would you prefer Moore or Simpson?
Oh, I'd take Moore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Simpson's that good. I haven't seen a lot. Moore kind of has got a bit of an Anthony Richardson vibe to me.
Would you have taken Simpson if he went to LSU? Have you transferred through the portal?
No. Don't infect LSU with Alabama. Just don't. That's dirty.
I don't know. It's dirty. At some point, I'm sorry, some Batman players must have come from. At some point. At some point in the last
year. I would say so.
Should we talk some NFL then?
Let's do it. I mean, this is an interesting weekend. The spread had four away teams winning six games. Only one repeat divisional winner in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No more. And the most previous season teams with 11 losses or more to appear in the playoffs the following season in NFL history.
Damn. Shall we say next week's matchups and then go through today's games?
We can do. It's interesting. It's pretty much decided now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Broncos versus Bills on Saturday.
Yes.
I think that's a very interesting matchup, and I think the Broncos are very lucky because they don't have a run game, and the Bills' defense is terrible at stopping the run.
That's
so,
right.
There was, you know, it's like weakness on weakness, so you're fine. There wasn't a strength on weakness.
Of course,
situation.
The Bills knocked out the Broncos last year in the wildcard round.
Yeah, I
absolutely destroyed them last year.
For this game, like, Josh Allen was amazing today. He won the game. There was absolutely no one else helped him. But I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to say I think the Broncos will win.
And then either the Steelers or the Texans.
Versus the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think both matchups I think would be interesting because I'd love to see May take on the Texans defense. But then I also kind of like the old school 2010 sort of vibe of Steelers versus Patriots. That's quite fun. So either one would be
interesting.
I think
it'd be Houston Patriots.
Yeah.
Rams at Bears.
I have the Rams.
Yep.
I'm really excited to see, you know, like because McVay versus Ben
Johnson.
Who's the best offense? That will be interesting. Stafford's used to playing at Soldier Field, so I don't think you have that much of an advantage there. The Rams' defense, though, their back end, that's concerning.
Yes. Oh. They probably shouldn't
have
won that game.
They were exposed. I know.
Absolutely probably shouldn't have won that game.
They are very lucky they did. But
yes.
I think Stafford's record against Dennis Allen's defenses is good.
Yeah.
It's very good. He puts up a hell of a lot of yardage when he versus them, so I think it should be the Rams will come away with the win.
And 49ers at Seahawks, not that we've not seen this 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I got the Seahawks. There's absolutely no way I'm putting any money on the 49ers.
No, I'm putting money on the 49ers.
Really?
Yep.
After what happened a couple of weeks ago. It was so bad.
I know, but that's not going to happen twice.
But now they have no Kittle. It's gone.
They don't, no. But they've been doing this all season.
Oh.
Seahawks, week off.
No Pearsall.
No Pearsall. No, not yet. Might be back next week. Yeah, he's on the cusp. Going back to the game, starting off the weekend, we had the fifth-ranked Rams, who were a 10.5-point favourite against the fourth-ranked Panthers. Rams came out on top 34-31, scoring a touchdown with just 38 seconds to go.
I reckon if the Panthers had got the run game going, I think they would have been able to close out the game because they could have bled the clock a lot longer.
One thing that I found interesting about this game, and I didn't see it until right to the end, till the last pass from Bryce Young, which was a bad drop from Coker.
Yeah.
Low pass from Young. But I noticed that the Panthers had three timeouts left.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
The Rams are driving down the field. High chance are going to score. What are you doing, Canales?
I just found it really interesting. You asked Bryce Young to throw it 40 times. Like, why? You have two very, very good running backs. Why did you not try to feed them a bit more?
Yeah.
To just try and get that run game going.
And that Rams D is not that great.
No, they are good at stopping the run, but their back end is terrible.
But the Panthers absolutely went. I mean, a 14-0, I thought, oof, this could be 42-7 or something. But the Panthers, to be fair. But again, I think I said this last week, Canales has got to cut Bryce Young loose. Because whenever Bryce Young has over 200 yards, they are highly competitive.
Yeah. And his scrambling ability is very impressive.
Yes.
Because he scrambles to pass. He doesn't scramble to scramble. And it really, like, when he ran for that touchdown, it really, like, ignited that Panthers team.
Yeah.
But your Panthers secondary, Mike Jackson.
He's a player.
Yeah, he's a player. And opposite Jesse Horn, they were completely shutting down all the perimeter passes. There was absolutely no way Nakua was getting, like, 500 yards or anything. It was, like, he got 100 yards, but that's pretty slow for a Nakua game.
Yes. I mean, the Panthers came in as only the 17th team to make the playoffs with a losing record. But Nakua had a day, 111. Coker had 134. Stafford and Young, 304 and 264, respectively. That game was close. That was close.
Yeah. Cause for concern, the Rams special teams.
Yeah.
Because the Bears special teams unit's pretty good.
They are very good, yeah.
Like, the Bears special teams unit kept them in that game is how the Bears got there. So you're going to put the Rams special team unit that had that block punt. Like, it's not.
The Rams' third down conversion as well was terrible.
The whole thing was
like 3 of 12. I mean,
for a team that was meant to come in and completely crush the Panthers really gave.
The problem was the Panthers could not convert a fourth down.
No.
But I was stunned. It was the three timeouts. I'm like, at 2 minutes or at a minute and a half, do you just call one? Because you know the Rams have to go for touchdown. You know.
Yeah.
And I just think they left themselves exposed. And
they nearly had it, though. Like, they nearly won the game.
38 seconds. And I also thought as well on that touchdown that he'd actually gone out of bounds before crossing the line. They looked like there was a toe out of bounds. So I think the Panthers were incredibly unlucky. Yeah, I thought they played exceptionally well when they found their vibe. The atmosphere there was outstanding. Cam Newton was back. And the Panthers have got some stuff to look forward to next year. They've got a huge decision.
On Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. They've got a massive
decision.
That's
going to be exciting to talk about in the off-season for us.
Yes, 100%.
Should we go to the Bears versus Packers? 31-27, the Bears win. Packers, you had it. What did you do?
I just got one thing to say about this game.
What? Why did you not cover Colston Loughlin?
Well, I'm sat on my couch.
Yeah.
When they're going for the two-point conversion.
Mm-hmm.
I literally turn to my wife and my daughter. I go, this is going to Colston Loughlin.
Yes.
I'm getting paid nothing to watch the TV.
Yeah.
LaFleur and his coaches are getting paid millions. Mm-hmm. The ball goes straight to Loveland. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? I've got to be honest. If I am the exec of the Green Bay Packers, I'm getting Matt LaFleur into my office and I'm going, clean out your desk.
So the interesting thing about the executive situation in Green Bay, that's also up.
Yeah.
So they've, cause you know how they have that strange thing.
That's right, with the ownership.
So yeah, I think they do get a new GM anyway. So I think it could be a potential full clean house moment.
I'm like LaFleur, your offensive coordinator. What the hell were you doing second half? Defense. Got to be honest, that defense was getting carved before.
Yes, and they shouldn't. They have some very talented players.
Terrible. Caleb Williams intercept. Caleb Williams was trash in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Trash.
I'm sorry, he wasn't that much better in the second half.
No.
It was not a good game for Caleb Williams.
No, you've known my opinion on Caleb Williams for a long time. I do not think he is as good, anywhere near as good as what people think. But you have to clean house in Green Bay after that. That was the Bears' historical comeback from losing positions is 5 points in their history. And that was 1936. What was that, Green Bay?
I don't know. It was the Bears came back 24, 5 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
445 yards of offense.
I actually said at halftime, when they missed the field goal, this could, that makes a difference. Because you go into halftime 24-3.
Yeah.
That's a totally, the Packers came out, I don't know what they were doing. They got no offense whatsoever.
What was interesting is Jordan Love not actually played, he didn't play bad. Like, it wasn't a Jordan Love thing. Do you know? Like, it was interesting. It was more a scheme thing than a Jordan Love thing. It was a play calling thing than a Jordan Love thing. He had his wide receivers on the field. They did well. Like, it, I think, you know, when the Packers lost Tucker Kraft, I feel like a lot of the engine of their offense was actually going through Tucker Kraft. And I think it made a massive difference to their season as to where their offense ended up.
I mean, obviously, they lost Micah Parsons as well.
Yeah, on which, the defensive side.
But that, let's talk about that Green Bay drive, right, where they were driving down to get back in the lead, which they did. They ran out of bounds twice.
Yeah.
What is going on with everyone? They stopped the clock, then they had a delay of game straight after a timeout. That if I was a head coach, I would lose my mind. We hate 80 seconds to call
really
a play.
Those head coaches.
And a second missed field goal. McManus.
It was,
this
know.
Is why Denver got rid of him, right?
Yeah.
7 points missed.
Yeah, it was bad.
If you speak to my family, just ask them about me during that game. I was losing my mind.
Do you know what's interesting, though, about this weekend with all the bad kicks? I think everyone's kind of forgotten about Tyler Loop and Baltimore Ravens. Because no one's brought that up again, ever again. Whereas, I think he's got away with one, Luke, because this has been bad for
Brandon
him.
Brandon McManus rang him up as a, hold my beer, watch this.
Quite
watch
a few
this,
of them,
Tyler
though,
Loop.
Did this, though.
Oh.
Because when, let's move to the Jags game. Cam Little, they would have won the game because Little missing a field goal at the end of the first half, the game would have been tied then.
That's right. Yep.
The game would have been tied.
Over-under of that game was 51.5 and they scored 51.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine. I want to talk about the Jags mascot.
Oh, Jackson. Jackson DeVille.
But do you see what he does when the opposing team attack?
Wait, have you not seen the famous photo when he's in a speedo? Have you not seen the famous speedo photo?
Right, no, but there's something wrong about a mascot.
Darren, have to show you.
Please do.
So it's just him with, it's a man with just the mascot head and then he's painted yellow and he's in a speedo. It's fabulous.
The first time the Bills have won a road game since 1992 in the playoffs.
And the reason they came away with the win was some clutch veteran performances by Josh Allen and Tre'Davious White.
Yep.
And then the new Bill, Brandon Cooks, has made such a difference. But do you know they're going to go into next week with 4 wide receivers? That's it. All the other ones are
injured.
Yeah,
that's gone. Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Also, they have 2 very highly invested for draft stock and also actually money in the tight ends. But I feel like the 2 tight ends, Dalton Kincaid and Dalton Knox, do not turn up for the Bills at all.
No.
Why do they not turn up? They really should. They should be way more a part of the game than they are.
Parker Washington. How good.
Yeah.
How good.
It was a moment, though, when they thought he was going to be out with concussion.
No. Travis Etienne played well. Over 100.
Hello, Trevor Lawrence from 8 weeks ago, Mr. Interception.
Do you know when I went to watch the Jags game and they were playing the Panthers and my wife was like, we're finished. Yeah. We're terrible. I went, don't worry, there's an interception coming. And 5 minutes later, there it was. I don't know, but
I really wanted the Jags to move forward because the Bills as a team are not fun to watch. The Jags defense,
they were good.
They are so fun to watch. They
but the Bills turned up today. The Bills turned up today.
I just think the Jags defense I would have enjoyed to see play a few more weeks.
Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville did not try and stop the Bills' touchdown.
No,
with no timeouts.
They fully let them in, yeah.
I think that was
a
mistake.
They had a lot of faith in Trevor Lawrence.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
That came back to haunt them.
The Bills' poor rushing defense came back to haunt them.
Yeah.
150 yards. They are very lucky they are versing the Broncos next week.
No, absolutely. I mean, but then, you know, there's a lot of thought that Peyton has not really been shown the playbook the last 3 weeks.
Well, he never does. That's his whole strategy.
That's him, right.
So hopefully RJ Harvey breaks out for the Broncos.
But, the Jags should have won that game. Oh, dear.
Can we actually talk about the Bills? That tush-push, all the Jags players kind of led up because they assumed it was going to be whistled dead. I thought it was weird that they didn't whistle it dead.
Yeah.
I also thought the placement was very generous on the previous spot.
Correct.
There was a few things that if I was a Jags fan, I would be asking a few questions.
Oh, 100%.
Because it was very strange. But yeah, Josh Allen with the win. Shall we go look at the 49ers versus Eagles?
Yeah.
The wind.
The wind.
That was the main story of that game. The wind affected it so much, both in the kicking and the passing game.
But obviously the previous matchup on this is when obviously Purdy injured his elbow. The Eagles have just not been convincing all year. They've been poor all year.
Yeah.
And again, another game, over-under was 44.5, and they scored 42. The Eagles' offense, I mean, do we have to have a Jalen Hurts conversation and a Nick Sirianni conversation?
And an A.J. Brown conversation.
And an A.J. Brown. That drop.
He had two massive drops in that game.
Massive drops.
Like, game-changing drops.
And I think, and I don't know if I can back this up or not, I thought Barkley, when he...
They fed him a lot. They fed him consistently. The offensive line in the Eagles is not, it's just not it anymore. They used to be their stout offensive line. And
what I found interesting is that since the A.J. Brown kind of whinge, Hurts has been trying to feed him more.
Yeah.
And I don't think A.J. Brown's actually that good. And the drops, they just never looked convincing all season. There seems to be, you know, the Eagles' offense since November the 19th. Points per game, 27th. You know, last in third down conversion. They have
been
terrible.
The only person who's been there is Dallas Goedert. He's the only person who showed up every week for the Eagles' offense and played very well for his position at tight end.
Before today, the Eagles had won their last five playoff games with zero turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a great game.
It was not a great game.
It was not a great game. I mean, the Eagles kicking, there's got to be a discussion there.
Yeah.
Missed an extra point again.
I also have to give a shout out to the 49ers linebackers.
Yeah.
Who are completely new to the team as of a month ago, pretty much. Eric Kendricks, he played a game today.
Yeah.
And then the rookie safety, Siegel, fully stepped up for that defense. I don't know if the 49ers can keep going because they're so injured. Like, it's not even fair.
They've been doing
Kittle's
it all year,
now.
Though. He's gone. Yeah.
Juszczyk stepped up. DeMarcus Robinson stepped up. C-Mac had a good game, as always.
McCaffrey's always there. Look, one thing that I found interesting, there was about 48 seconds left.
Mm.
The Eagles had three timeouts. They were 4th and 11. So, if you don't convert, you have three timeouts. You can still be in the game.
Yep.
Sirianni called a timeout. I lost my mind. I was like, I don't know American football, which there's probably a lot of people here listening going, oh, wake up, thank you for joining us. Or, I don't know what coaches are doing, because 48 seconds, you don't make it, there's 42 seconds to go, you stop them three times, if you can stop them three times.
Which their Eagles defense seconds. Were playing good.
And because you've still got the three timeouts, you're forcing them to play. So then there's the fumble chance.
Yes.
I have no idea why he called that timeout. I'm like, you missed this fourth down, now it's over. You have no other chances. This is it, it's done.
Yeah. Oh, to be an Eagles fan.
I know. And they are rough, those fans are. They are not pleasant.
Should we talk about another fan base that some people dislike quite greatly, but one person in particular loves them so, so very much. Hello, John. Let's talk about your Patriots.
Well, Justin Herbert has not won a playoff game in 6 years.
No.
Do you know what I call him now? The West Coast Lamar.
West Coast Lamar?
West Coast Lamar.
He doesn't run as well as Lamar.
No, he's the West Coast Lamar when it comes to playoff performance.
Can we also actually, because Herbert really felt like he was the only one out there today. I have to say his offensive line did show up today. They protected him relatively well. His wide receiver, so the highest amount of yardage that an offensive player on the Chargers got today was 32 yards, either receiving or rushing. How is any quarterback meant to have, like, how? They could not get open, they could not get free. The Patriots secondary completely shut down any hope, and then basically the Patriots front were just getting to him, because the Patriot, there was just nowhere to throw it. So he was scrambling. He was doing everything he absolutely could. So I don't particularly put, because the other playoff, there's a few playoff losses in Herbert's career that you could completely point to him and go, what did you do? This one, I felt like it was, what didn't he try and do to help his team? Like, there was, I don't actually know if Herbert was the issue here.
No. Chargers haven't actually beaten the Patriots in a playoff game since 1964.
I didn't even know the Chargers were around there.
No.
I'm being completely honest.
I mean, the Chargers did nothing. They offered nothing. Harbaugh could not get anything going with that team.
And the Patriots' offense turned on was when the Chargers' defense, you could actually see them go, we're going to have to go win this game.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they were trying to jump routes, and then what kept happening is they would miss it, and then there would be no one behind to tackle. And that's when the Patriots scored up to 16 points, because it was a pretty close game the whole game.
Yeah, it was 6-3 at halftime, and then went to 9-3, and then when the touchdown went, I went, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Chargers just have nothing. The bookkeeper saw 46.5 points. I couldn't even get to half of that.
It was like 3-3 for felt like 56 minutes. It felt like it was 3-3.
I got to be honest, if I am the Steelers or the Texans, I'm not scared of the Patriots.
No.
Drake May today was pretty average. That's probably the first decent defense in a while he's faced.
It was also interesting. I didn't know he was that good of a scrambler, if I'm being completely honest.
I was like,
66 yards is career high for him. I was surprised because you don't look at him and go, oh, he's going to be... Like, he's good at finding the space and where he needs to go when he gets going. So,
but I don't think anyone who's going into Foxborough next week is concerned. Their defence showed up, but then I just wondered if that was just the Chargers' offence, just bad day.
No, because the Patriots' secondary, their two cornerbacks are very good. They can shut down a man coverage. I think the Texans' offense has been very inconsistent this whole year. If the Texans end up beating the Steelers, I think the Patriots can beat the Texans if the Patriots' offense can get over the Texans' defense. Because that Texans' offense, I don't think, should be at all Patriots' defense. If you were the Patriots' defense, would you be actually worried about the Texans' offense?
I guess it depends which CJ Stroud turns up.
Yeah. And if Christian Gonzalez is in, like he's not.
Because if it's a CJ Stroud that turned up last week against the Chargers and bombed, but for the first 5 minutes hit those two down the field.
And then the rest of it was...
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
But then can Drake May, given that the Chargers' defense probably isn't even within 6 or 7 shots of the Texans
defense, yeah.
I mean, I would like to see Drake May go up against that defense just to see, is he as good?
Yeah.
Is he as good as people think he is?
I think the Texans-Patriots matchup is more interesting than the Steelers.
Yeah. I think the Patriots will blow out the Steelers. I think they will blow the Steelers out.
Do you want to talk about the Texans-Steelers game tomorrow?
I do. And we have a little bit of time to do that.
I think very interesting matchup with the Texans defense. You know how much I love this defense.
Yes.
I've loved it
all season.
All year. It's been my favorite thing. I'm so excited to see the Texans pass rushers against Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers is a veteran. He knows how to make sure his blocking assignments are covered. But Texans normally only rush 4, and they're just so good at rushing the
pass. That's right.
That I don't think you can really, you can't veteran your way out of that. And he can't run away from people anymore. And Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson will track you down.
They will. I will find you, and I will kill you.
that's them.
They're probably ringing Aaron Rodgers tonight going, I will find you, and I will kill you.
I can already see you. You're just two steps in your hotel room, right? So that's, So it's really, I think, going to come down to if the Steelers are going to win the game, their two running backs are going to step up big.
I mean, the Steelers season is wild, right? They went 4-1, mm-hmm. then 2-5, then 4-1. The interesting takeout from this is the Texans are the only team in the NFL that have never won a road playoff game.
Dun, dun, dun.
The only.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, Texans defense, your beloved Texans defense, not your team, but your beloved defense. They are first in yards per game, second points per game, third in takeaways. I mean,
they're
impressive.
Hard. Yeah.
And you know that the coach pushes them hard, right?
Oh, D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans.
100%.
They're a hard playing, almost close to dirty playing defense, but
yeah.
But who's your pick?
Texans, because I'm rolling my defense.
Yeah, I'm picking the Texans as well.
Let's go Texans D. Don't leave me down.
It would have been so interesting if the Chargers won today, and then in the AFC you'd have had 1, 5, 6, and 7 left. It would have been wild. But that's our show. Don't forget to jump on the socials. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and press the notification buttons. We'll begin some food videos coming soon. We'll look forward to seeing you again next Monday. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT. Have a good week.
Have a great week, and we'll be back next Monday.